This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with today's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Friday's tech night was well attended, and lots of people busily working on their QCX kits. And some of them look really professional once they're finished, so good on you, fellas. Hope to hear you on the air with them soon. And we've got a very busy month in February. On Friday the 8th of February, our general meeting night, we'll see a presentation on portable activation of parks and peaks, presented by Paul, VK5PAS, and Maria, VK5FMAZ. Come along and learn about a very enjoyable aspect of our hobby by a couple who are passionate and dedicated to portable operation. Our wives and partners are all invited to attend and enjoy this presentation. And please bring along a plate of dessert to share, because we're going to have a supper afterwards. So hope to see you at the general meeting on Friday the 8th of February. And now, the day after the general meeting, on Saturday the 9th of February, the club is going to have an activation morning at the Tea Tree Gully Library at Civic Park. And the club will be setting up portable equipment to encourage YLs and other members of the public to have a look at the hobby of amateur radio. And it all kicks off at about 9:30 a.m. And Tony, VK5FBIC, has organised this event with the cooperation of the council. So come along and see the activation day on Saturday the 9th of February at the Tea Tree Gully Library. Well, once again, it's my pleasure to introduce Charlie, VK5VC, who's got some more news for us. So take it away, Charlie.
Thanks again, Liz. Were you able to read what has just been sent? Would you like to be able to read Morse? Would you like to improve your Morse skills? Would you like to help others to be able to read Morse? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then come along this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and join in the first Morse interest group meeting. You'll need to bring along your Morse key, a notepad and a pen. There will be a $2 draw charge to help cover the cost of the room hire, and if you come early to help set up, it would be great. The meeting will be at 7 p.m. at the Prospect RSL Club on Wednesday the 30th of January. The Prospect RSL Club is located on the corner of Wilcox Avenue and Menzies Crescent Prospect, which is at the rear of Prospect Oval next to the grandstand. It is best to access the Prospect RSL Club from Main North Road. If you are coming and haven't let Paul know, please either email him at vk5ph@wia.org.au or call him on 0418 803 177. See you there. Back to you, Les.
Yeah, thank you for that, Charlie. Gee, I'm going to have to do some practice on me Morse, aren't I? Yeah, I'd better come along to that meeting. Thanks very much, Charlie. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Hello again. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you all the latest from the gang in the southeast. Our new 50 MHz beacon, which can be heard on 50.458 MHz, is doing sterling service to the amateur community by being heard in most VK states and a good part of New Zealand. It is yet another valuable aid in gauging propagation conditions. Thank you to Colin, VK5DK, for all your hard work on this one. Of course, others assisted Cole, but he was the main motivator for the project from day one. Hiccups and minor glitches continue to plague our repeater network, and John, VK5DJ, and the crew seem to be constantly busy troubleshooting and fault-finding. We have been having a bit of trouble with some of the links during the WIA rebroadcast on Sunday mornings for the past couple of weeks, which have proved very frustrating for some of our more northerly club members. Hopefully this gets sorted very soon. One of our potentially exciting bits of news has unfortunately vaporised into thin air, but for a short time it was looking pretty good. Oh well, them's the breaks, as the saying goes. It's looking as though our exam facilitators and helpers are about to get busy, as we seem to have a number of people interested in obtaining licences. This is great to hear, and we look forward to more steps in this direction. Our 2019 Annual Convention Committee will be having their first meeting very shortly, as we look to start getting our program organised. We hope to have some good stuff for you again this year. Watch this space. On a more personal note, Tom, VK5EE, and I went on a weather balloon chase yesterday. You can read all about it on my blog post at vk5hcf.wordpress.com. That's your lot for this week. So, until this time next Sunday, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. This month of January has five Wednesdays, and Paul, VK5NE, has put out an email relating to a choice of venues and events, so please reply to the email to enable the event to take place. Wednesday, the 6th of February, is the date of the annual general meeting. All committee positions are up for nomination. Your participation is welcomed. Sunday, the 24th of February, is an alternative tech event and will be a combined antenna testing field day and barbecue. Time and place to be advised after the AGM. The new callback operator roster for the Sunday morning broadcast has been put on the website by Graham, VK5WX. During the past week, I have been informed of the passing of Don, VK5AEY, who is now on the roster of Silent Keys. We pass on our condolences to the family of Don Martin. 24 GHz beacon is work in progress by VK5KK. The 47 GHz beacon is in the conception stage. The Jota and Jotai weekend was successful with the exception of the HF bands. The 6-meter repeater antenna is still work in progress. The club meets on the first and third Wednesday of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The first item today is a call from Gary Percy, VK5OR, and this is a request for a new operator to join the 2-metre callback group on Sunday mornings. This is not an onerous task, as there are 6 or 7 operators that take it in turns. Your turn will only come around every 6 or 7 weeks. If you'd like to know more details, send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, and I will forward you Gary's letter, or you can pick one of those letters up at a shack morning or at the AGM. The AHARS annual picnic on the 20th of January at the Marion RSL was a great success. The food prepared by the RSL volunteers was very good. There was plenty of parking nearby in a big car park, and as the weather was very pleasant, everyone who attended sat outside under the trees. February is almost here, so our usual round of meetings are about to start. The first general meeting for 2019 will be the AGM on Thursday the 21st of February. We're looking for nominations for the 2019 committee, so please give some thought to filling out a nomination form for a committee position. These can be found on the AHARS website under the membership tab at the top of the opening page. We have two gatherings at the AHARS shack on Saturday mornings each month. The first one is on the second Saturday of each month, and the gathering at the shack is a coffee and a chat event. And the first for 2019 will be on the 9th of February. Each month there is a second shack morning, and the next one is February the 23rd. This will be a work bee and planning for the future fourth Saturday mornings. Shack mornings start about 9 a.m. and usually wind up about 12 noon. Our first task for these sessions for 2019 is to finish fixing the second shed on the site so it's a secure storage area for the Girl Guides organisation. Our Friday lunches at the Blackwood RSL have continued throughout December and January, and the next two lunches at this venue will be on February the 8th and the 22nd. The lunches start at 12 noon and there is no need to book, just turn up. As it's now almost February 2019, your subscriptions for 2019 are now due. The cost will be $20 if paid before the end of March and $25 if paid after that date. You can pay at the AGM or you can pay by direct deposit. The details are found on the AHARS website under the membership tab at the top of the opening page. Remember, if you cannot always listen to this broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. If you're not a financial member by the end of June, your email address will be deleted from the AHARS database and you will not receive notifications of future silent auctions. You need to be a financial member of AHARS to bid on these auctions. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 megs with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.